Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, May 14th, 2009. It's all the geek, and if you know where to go, it's right on time.
It is right on time. We're here. You may not be able to hear us, people, but we're here. Broadcasted from a basement somewhere behind the demilitarized zone. It's Radio Free GRD, day number, I don't know.
Well, four.
Four? Okay.
With tinfoil on our heads so they can't hear our right. thoughts. They're not going to find us. No.
Why do we have bras on our heads?
Oh, just, I can tell you why. First off, it's because I'm Billy Flynn.
You can't keep me from getting drunk.
Ha! That's true.
And because you, sir, are the vicar.
He should be behind bars!
I've been told that.
Well, there you go. Thursday, it's Weekend Eve. That's fantastic. It was on this date in 1878 that Vaseline was first sold and became the registered trademark for petroleum jelly.
So that's why the Bruce took off work today.
That's exactly what it is. He's celebrating.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
It was developed by English-born chemist Robert Cheesebro in Pennsylvania. That's Bobby Cheesebro, the kinky chemist.
Bobby Cheesebro. made that up.
He's like, you know, no, that's his real name. Like, you know what fits really well between your toes? Petroleum jelly.
My.
I think I'll call it Vaseline.
My.
This date in 1908, mechanic Charles Furnas became the first passenger on an airplane on a flight with Orville Wright in Dayton, Ohio. Because if you're going to bring a passenger and airplanes are still new, mm-hmm. bring a mechanic.
That's a good idea.
This date in 1973, sir, NASA launched Skylab 1, the United States' first manned space station.
Yeah.
This date,
how'd that work out?
Well, eventually, everything that goes up must come down.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
1998, on this date, the final episode of Seinfeld on NBC.
Oh, wow. Okay, remember that well.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's Dante's birthday, born in 1265. The writer,
he's not even supposed to be here today.
Dante Alighieri, he's older than you'd think.
Okay.
George Lucas, born in 1944.
Ooh.
David Byrne from The Talking Heads, born in 52.
He's the same as he ever was.
Also,
same as he ever was.
Robert Zemeckis, same birthday, same year.
Nice.
Cate Blanchett is my age, dude.
40? Oh, Galadriel's 40
years
old.
Dude, I love Cate Blanchett, man. Born in 69, yeah.
Amber Tam was 26. That's Joan from Joan of Arcadia. Sir Fab Morvan is 43.
Oh, of
from
Robin
Millie Vanilli.
Yeah.
Yes,
girl,
indeed.
Girl, you know it's true, right?
And Owen Colfer is 44. He is the author of the Artemis Fowl series, because those are much better than Twilight. You should be reading those.
Oh,
kids.
You say it.
I did. I'm just in one of those moods.
Mm-hmm. All right, TV tonight. Let's see now. American Movie Classics is going with Ocean's 12, sir.
Really?
You know, I've seen it. It's fun.
No.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, there is.
What?
The Julia Roberts thing?
I know.
That completely killed that movie.
I know. There's many a worse film, though, than Ocean's 12. It's still fun. It's no Ocean's 11, but I think it's all right. Listen.
Okay.
How about the Biography Channel with the biography of Boy George tonight?
Yeah. As long
better?
As it goes right up through prison. Sure.
All right. There you go.
Tonight on NBC, it's an all-new My Name is Earl, Parks and Recreation. On The Office, it's time for the company picnic.
Oh, hilarity.
30 Rock and Southland Tales or whatever. Southland, what it is. Southland Tales was a movie.
That was a movie, right. That's all right. Close
enough. I wish they'd make a movie out of that. That'd be awesome.
Hey, country music television tonight, baby.
Yeah.
It's Rambo, First Blood.
Even though it was only called First Blood.
Yeah, that's how it's titled in the paper, though.
Jerks.
So,
They're jerks.
Country music television got your Rambo tonight. Why not?
Why not, indeed. ABC's got a new Ugly Betty, followed by the two-hour season finale of Grey's Anatomy, or based on what I saw in the commercial,
yeah,
it should be called Crying Doctors.
Oh.
So tonight, the two-hour season finale of Crying Doctors.
I like it. Discovery Health Channel, it's all about the vicar, which is cool. I don't remember being interviewed for this, but it's called Addicted to Food.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Fat Boy Love Cake.
Tonight on the CW on Smallville, it's the season finale, and sir, tonight's episode is entitled Doomsday.
Ooh.
Because Doomsday, we get to see the full suit and
He's
see
back.
If it's really any good or
and
not.
This time it's personal.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Gonna
Family
follow
Channel.
You to the Bahamas.
Family Channel got the Legally Blonde. They made a sequel. They did a Broadway show. It's not that good.
No,
I don't
not.
Get it. Everything's pink. Okay.
Hey, look. She's a strong woman. She's a dumbass who lucks her way into stuff.
Yes, because she's pretty. That's
because
a good message
she's
for
pretty.
Tomorrow's women.
Oh, so pretty. Tonight on Bravo, it's the fashion show. Tonight they're designing two dress types.
Ooh. All right. FMC, dude. I've got to remember to set the DVR.
Okay.
Because it's been 30 years since I've seen Zorro the Gay Blade. It is on Fox Movie Channel tonight. God, I want to tape that.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Disney Channel showing a Goofy movie, and you know, anytime it's on, I'll tell you, because that is a great film.
Flynn, a big fan. Sci-Fi Channel with The Serenity, Ion with The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, okay. Tonight on Food Network on Ace of Cakes, they're making the world's largest cupcake.
Oh.
Which
then it's not a cup.
A cake. Right.
Cake, really.
Right.
Okay.
You'd have to have a huge, you know, cup for that. VH1 show and The Wedding Singer. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, sir, it's going to be on BET.
Okay.
Because tonight an aspiring writer learns about the rise and fall of a ruthless Los Angeles drug dealer. Tonight, DMX and David Arquette teach us to never die alone.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. The mail's in.
Yes, indeed. Checking the good old GRD mailbag. Just checking. I've not seen you guys miss two shows in a row, and now I'm a little worried. Is everyone all right? That's from Zach. I have emailed Zach back to let him know that we're okay and that I really appreciated his work as a Lego maniac.
Yeah.
But yes, sir, we are here. We are queer. We're just not where we normally are.
Gone for days. You'd think there'd be concern. I still got nothing. Check my mailboxes. I got nothing. It's like a bag full of scabs.
Oh, they're used to you not showing up, man. They're used to you, I guess. The patron saint of this fine program, Podcasting is Rich Siegfried, says the deal happened is that someone hacked him. Someone has decided it's time to get personal against Podcasting's Rich Siegfried. Oh, they don't know the thunder they've just unleashed.
Oh, that's true. They brought it.
They have brought it, because I'm pissed off now, because people like Zach don't realize that we're still going on. We're still hosting things through the GRD temporary shelter. Please, tell your friends, because they may not know, because Zach didn't know.
Yeah, pass it on. Jeez.
But the shows are still there. We're getting them there as best we can, and it's being worked out as fast as humanly possible. But thank you for being worried, because it's nice to know that people care.
Somebody wrote him. All right, if you want to write us, you can, right?
Snap. Absolutely. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Nice.
Thursday means we're checking patio books. Of course, a look at your geekified news coming up this Thursday, May 14th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Keeping the world safe from the Uwe Bulls, Paul Whatscript Andersons, and Aaron Seltzer and Jason Freebergs of the world.
We don't discriminate different races, different sexes, or different species. Orcs, Vulcans, Jawas, Daleks, Hobbits, or Redcoats, you're all good with us.
We stand up for The Fountain, Midnight Meat Train, A Scanner Darkly, and other cinematic classics that have been ignored, passed by, and tossed aside by mainstream audiences.
We support cinematic leaders you can get behind, like Darren Aronofsky, Kevin Smith, Joss Whedon, Edgar Wright, Spike Lee, Peter Jackson, David Fincher, the Coen brothers, Charlie Kaufman, and Richard Kelly.
In the battle between aliens versus predators, we sided with the audience. And in the conflict between Autobots and Decepticons, we got behind Sam Witwicky.
We've got the facts, solid opinions, and we'll debate the issues, but we remain within our Geek Peace Treaty.
From Dagobah to the Shire, Planet Vulcan, or the Bridge of the Firefly, we'll be there.
No matter where you go, there we are, Screen Geeks.
You will never doubt our commitment to Sparkle Motion. We're Screen Geeks.
Never give up, never surrender. Screen Geeks.
We are McLovin. Screen Geeks.
We're Screen Geeks, and we approve this message.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, May 14th, 2009. All the geek, and if it sounds like a little bit of wine, well, we need to drink something.
Ooh, that would be good,
wouldn't
right
it? Huh? A little breakfast wine?
I know it's 7 in the morning, but
the little
damn,
breakfast blend wines?
Oh, hells yeah,
they,
man.
They're fruit-based,
I love
usually.
I love this idea.
That's brilliant,
all right,
sir.
Fine.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, our friends over at Patio Books still bringing it every single week.
No one's hacking them.
I know, right? Oh, man. Anyway, bringing you free audio, fiction, nonfiction, children's literature, you name it. They've got it all over at patiobooks.com. Now, this week, our boy, Seth Harwood, nabbed some great press. First, you can read the article from the Boston Globe, huh?
Nice.
Detailing the trials and tribulations of a would-be novelist and answering the central question, how do you get a novel up on the interwebs?
You post it.
Now, as an added bonus, the new release of Jack Wakes Up from Three Rivers Press was also reviewed in the frickin' New York Times.
Nice.
So you could read those articles and obviously go to SethHarwood.com, obviously, and start
Please.
Listening to that stuff, because I've already listened to all of them. Seth is awesome. He's a friend of the show. We love those stories, so that's good stuff.
Jason M. Kays brings us a Virtual Vice, where readers follow disillusioned entertainment attorney Ian McKenzie at his professional life. It takes a decided turn for the questionable when he is hired by the charismatic and dangerous Scott White to represent Scott's interest in the cutting-edge internet startup Metropolis. multimedia. Unfortunately for Ian, Scott has more in common with Scarface's Tony Montana than Apple Steve Jobs, and things go from questionable to deadly in no time flat.
Oh my goodness, finally James Melzer's Zombie Chronicles is complete. Asteroid passes by and leaves a trail of death in its wake. A quarter of the population are living dead.
Wow.
25 years later, the zombies are under control of the government. What could possibly go wrong there? When one man discovers
so it's a modern day tale.
Something in his blood is being used to create an army of super zombies, decides to help his mirror zombie escape.
Zombies in capes? Oh, that's just creepy,
dude.
It's
going to be awesome. Did I only... Oh, that's three.
That's
all right,
three,
so there you go. James Melzer's Zombie Chronicles, for those of you that like to have the thing finished before you start listening to it. That's done. Jason M.K.'s Virtual Vice.
Virtual
and, of course,
Vice.
Follow the adventures of Seth Harwood as he storms the publishing world, baby. You can head on over when you finish listening to this show. Of course, you probably can't hear this show, so...
But if you can...
Never mind. Just go on over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, wow, I can never say this word. Halcyon? Halcyon, yeah. The co-founders, Victor Kubiak and Derek Anderson, people who
Kubiak?
Write, yeah,
the
dude.
Kube.
The Kube. Did you know that he is one of the two guys that own the company that's helping to bring the Terminator Salvation
I didn't
to
know
us?
That.
Well, also what they did, sir, they bought in 2007 the estate to Philip K. Dick's works.
Yeah.
They've selected his 1974 novel, Flow My Tears, the policeman said, is the first of the works that they will adapt for the screen. It's set in a future dystopian world. Tears is the tale of a celebrity who wakes up after an assassination attempt to find that no one has ever heard of him.
No!
Dun-dun-dun. So Philip K. Dick stuff coming, and hopefully more Blade Runner than a paycheck. Sorry,
everyone,
Ben Affleck.
Because everyone needs more dick.
Yes! You know, I'm isolating that.
From IGN, Warner Brothers has hired a new writer for their upcoming He-Man movie, which is called Grayskull.
He-Man.
I think that's pretty awesome. According to The Hollywood Reporter, studios hired newcomer Evan Daughtry, who only has one writer, director, editor credit, a short film called Rusty Fork Blade.
Huh.
Apparently he won the gig on the back of a well-regarded unproduced screenplay he did.
That short film is not a porn clip, is it?
It doesn't say
okay.
It's not.
Okay.
Warner's vision for the project is a drastic reimagining of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line and cartoon.
So we've known for a while that Torchwood's weird little third season, five episodes to be shown, you know, over the course of 1 week, one a night, was going to be previewed June 12th at the British National Film Theater, as well, you know, BBC America was planning to show it simultaneously, but we didn't know exactly when that was. So we now know it's going to be July. July what? They haven't told us exactly,
ooh,
but in July it's going to happen, presumably before Comic-Con, because, you know, why would you show it at Comic-Con and then show it? Because then you won't get any ratings.
Ah, true. Why
so there you go.
That's not
so July,
idea.
Torchwood's back.
From Newsarama, DC Comics After Watchmen, what's next? Program shifts into high gear with the unveiling of support for this marketing campaign in 20 of the After Watchmen titles. Each book reflects an aspect of Watchmen's broad appeal, from the other works by Alan Moore to science fiction tales to modern superhero action to sophisticated titles for mature readers. The program is supported by a marketing campaign including a 32-page After Watchmen What's Next booklet, which highlights 20 of the After Watchmen titles. I'm confused by this. I do not know how they're going to apply this to the rest of the universe.
Is this like existing? Is like new graphic novel stuff coming out, or is this like existing? Was like, are they going to throw out the Golden Age and go, if you liked Watchmen,
it looks to
you'll
me,
like this.
It looks to me from the photos I was seeing, which included stuff from the regular DC universe, Batman titles and stuff. I'll check the link because I don't know what the hell they're doing with this, but it's worth looking at.
I certainly shall. Universal Pictures set to adapt Mike Richardson's graphic novel The Secret into a major feature film. That's according to Variety. The Dark Horse comic revolves around a group of high school students involved in a prank that goes horribly wrong.
That never happens.
No, but puts a spin on the teen horror thriller Scott Milliam, Mother's Day, and Bedlam will adapt the script. Richardson and Scott Stuber will produce, and apparently it will be nothing like I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's
hopefully.
Probably good.
Yeah, that's
from TMZ.
Good.
Law enforcement sources tell us that around 3 p.m. yesterday, an alarm company that services Lindsay Lohan's house notified cops that the alarm had been tripped.
No!
Yes, when police arrived, there was evidence of a break-in, pry marks on the back door, tampering with the back window. Nothing appeared stolen, but the house was totally ransacked. Now, one law enforcement source tells us it doesn't look like the house was ransacked after all. It was just messy.
Oh, snap!
Lindsay was not at the house during the quote-unquote break-in, the LAPD conducting an investigation.
If she wasn't there, then how was it messy? Oh, damn. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review. Hey, how about you just find us? And if you have found us, tell five friends, and they'll tell five friends. And this
they'll
will be
tell five
nothing
friends.
Like Amway at all.
Yeah.
GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. I almost screwed that up.
Nah.
Hey, send us an email. That does work. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Flint, or all at geekradiodaily.com.
I, Beastman, will defeat He-Man for my master Skeletor. Then evil shall rule the planet Eternia, and Castle Grayskull will be ours. Not so fast, Beastman. He-Man!
New from MattyCollector.com comes Masters of the Universe Classics. Relive the adventures of He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe, as he battles Beastman, the savage henchman of Skeletor.
Ha ha ha! He-Man, you've fallen into a trap! Behold, Skeletor!
And with the evil Lord of Destruction, Skeletor, the adventures will continue forever.
That's right!
You can't exist! My eyes burn from unrealness!
What? You never seen a guy with a yellow skull for a face? Jeez, get out more often!